It is certain that children are greatly inspired and helped to learn by what are often called competence models, people who can do things better than they can. However, we ought to remind ourselves now and then that sometimes a competence model can be altogether too competent. Child psychologists write a good deal about what they call infant omnipotence. Their theory seems to be that infants and young children really believe they can do anything, and only gradually, as they grow up, learn how little they can do. I do not believe this is true, even of babies. I am sure it is not true even of children as young as 2 or 3, who know all too well how little they know or understand or can do, and for whom this awareness is very often frightening and humiliating. This does not mean that we must try to keep our superior knowledge and competence a secret from children. It would be impossible even if it were desirable, which it isn't. But we must be aware that their ignorance and clumsiness are often painful to them, and we must be careful not to rub their noses in their weaknesses. Parents who do everything well may not always be good examples for their children. Sometimes such children feel, since they can never hope to be as good as their parents, that there is no use even in trying. This is just as true of teachers. One of the reasons why children learn so well from children a little older than themselves may be not just that the older children understand the language of those younger and can speak their terms, but that they are more helpful competence models because they are more within reach. No doubt it is exciting and inspiring for children interested in athletics or music or dancing or art or drama or whatever to see, once in a while, adults who do those things superbly well. But as day-to-day examples, these experts are probably much less useful to children than slightly older, slightly bigger children who do things slightly better than they.